Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beya, Perik He, Mishnah Gimel. From here until the end of the Masechta, the Tam is going to discuss halachais in the din of Tchum. It is Aser to walk on Shabbos or Yom Tov outside of the Tchum, even though the Iser Tchumin is brought down in the Torah in regard to Shabbos. It says in Parshas Beshalach, Kapitel Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Tes, Al Yetzei Ish Mimakaymoi B'Yom HaShvi, but we learn that the same applies for Yom Tov. How far can I walk? Well, wherever your official resting place for Shabbos is, you can walk 2,000 amos in all directions, north, east, south, and west. If you're living in a city, then we start measuring the Tchum from the edges of the city. Just like it is usur for a person to leave the Tchum, it is also prohibited for his chafetzim to leave the Tchum. The objects of a person go along with the bialin. Wherever the balabas can go, that's where his keli can go. Wherever the balabas can go, that's where his animal can go. Zak de Mishnah. Once again, Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Habehema v'hakelim, animals, and kelim and utensils, kiraglei haba'ala. Literally, they are as the feet of their owners. Wherever the feet of the owners can go, in other words, till whatever point the owner can walk, that's how far their behema or kelim can walk or be brought. So let's say I'm kind of shvisa in my house, and I have 2,000 amos in each direction. My friend Ruvain, he was kind of shvisa someplace else. Ruvain, he can go someplace else. He can go to wherever he's allowed to go, but he cannot take my behema or my kelim with him. But that's only if Ruvain stamazai wants to take my behema or my kelim someplace. What is the din if I gave over my behema or my kelim to someone, to Ruvain, and I said, please take this? Let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Hamoyser behemta, if someone gave over his behema during Yom Tov, Lipnoi, to his son, Oy Leroya, or to a shepherd, here, take it out to the field, it should graze. So here I have an interesting shaila. Being that I entrusted my animal to Ruvain's care on Yom Tov, which to whom area shall we assign the animal? To me, the owner, or to the person I gave it over to? Zak de Mishnah hare elu keragle haba'olim. Here too, Ruvain will not be able to take the behema only till where I can go. If I gave it over to my son, to a shepherd, they can only take it until where I can go. Why? Because the key thing that we're looking at is who had possession of this behema bein hashmashais when Shabbos or Yom Tov set in. And the answer is me. I only gave it over to them during Yom Tov. Well, whoever has possession of the behema or keli at the point of bein hashmashais, when Shabbos or Yom Tov sets in, it stays in that person's possession. It's not changeable. You can't change it during Yom Tov. Let's say I gave it over to the shepherd or to my son, Erev Yom Tov. So, en hachanami. Then, the animal would be limited to their tchum, because when Shabbos or Yom Tov set in, it was in their rishus. The Gemara explains, when would this halacha apply if there are many shepherds in the town? But let's say there's only one shepherd in town. Everyone knows it. Whoever has an animal gives it over to this shepherd. Even if I gave it over to him during Yom Tov, the tchum assigned to the animal is not to where I can go, but to where the shepherd can go. Because under these circumstances, the assumption is it was my das as Shabbos or Yom Tov set in that I don't want the behema by me. I need the shepherd to take care of the behema. I'm just going to give it over to him physically tomorrow. So again, if there's more than one shepherd, you can't say that, because I don't know to whom you wanted to give it over to. You didn't make it clear. You didn't give it over to anybody. So therefore, it stays in the tchum of the bialin. But if there's only one shepherd, it's as if it was done. So let's clarify this. If I gave over my behema erev Yom Tov to a shepherd, it doesn't make a difference. There could be 1,000 shepherds in the city. the shepherd that I gave it over to. It goes according to his tum. Wherever he can go, the behemoth can go. On the other hand, if I gave it over during Yom Tov, then it depends. If there's only one shepherd, wherever the shepherd can go, that's where the behemoth goes. If I gave it over to him on Yom Tov, but there are other shepherds in the city, then we don't have a clear direction here, so it stays in my tchum. Wherever I can go, that's where the behemoth can go. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. Kelim hamiyuchadin le'echad min ha'achin shebebayis. We have over here kelim, utensils, which were really given over. Everyone understands that it's reserved for one of the brothers in the house. Hari elu keraglov. Wherever that brother go, that's where the keli can be brought. Even though the other brothers live in the house, but everyone knows this is Yankel's pitcher, or this is Yankel's gemara. However, v'she'ein miyuchadin, if it's a keli in the house that isn't singled out for one of the brothers, so hare elu kemakim she'holchen, then this keli can be carried in an area where they all may go. Now, it sounds like a leniency. Oh, it can go where they all can go. No, it's really a chumrah. The only place where you can take this keli is a place where every single brother can go there. But let's say one brother is a different chum than the other brother. So you could only take it where both brothers can go. Now, wait a second. This is a bit confusing to me. You just told me they all live in the same house. So how could it be they have a different chum? Everyone has 2,000 amos in each direction from wherever their kind of shvisa. Well, the answer is simple. Remember we learned about Eruvei Techumen? Let's say I want to go hear a shir from my Rebbe. And my Rebbe is giving a shir in the Beis Medrash that is 3,000 amos east of my house. What do? I can only go 2,000 amos. And I want to hear the shir. So there's an 8-second put down and Eruv Techumen. Before Shabbos sets in, I put down some food at the end of the 2,000 amos in the direction that I want to go. And I say officially, this is where I live for Shabbos. Even though I'm going home to sleep. Am I allowed to go home? Yes. Because if officially I live by the place of the Erev, I can go 2,000 amos in all directions. So I can go back to my house that's within 2,000 amos. I can't leave my house and go in the other direction, but I can walk back to the Erev, and then from the Erev I can continue on. Because I have 2,000 amos in all directions. So it's possible you have a bunch of brothers that live in a house, but let's say one brother or two of them made an Erev Techumen. They have a different chum. If me and my brother Reuven live in the house, I made an Erev Techumen, he didn't. I can walk to the Erev and continue on past the Erev, but I can't walk in the other direction from my house. My brother Reuven, he can walk till the Erev and in the other direction, but he can't go past the Erev. So the only place where we can carry a keli that has not been reserved to any one of us is between the house and the Erev. That's the common tchum for both of us, where we can both walk. Now you realize that if one brother made the tchum in one direction and the other brother made the tchum in a different direction, you have even less of a common ground, maybe even just the house itself. But whatever the case may be, if it's a keli that's not particularly reserved for one brother, all the brothers have to be able to go there in order for the keli to go there. Okay, so once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that where the Bailim can go, that's where the Behemah and Kalim can go. We learned that if I give over my Behemah to my son or to a shepherd during Yom Tov, it stays in my tchum. Wherever I can go, that's where the Behemah can go. And let me remind you that the halach is if I gave over the Behemah on Erev Yom Tov, then it goes after the shepherd. And even if I gave over the Behemah during Yom Tov, if there's only one shepherd, it also goes after the shepherd, because then it's assumed that it's as if that was my das to start with, as Yom Tov said it. As a matter of fact, we didn't mention this beforehand, even if I gave over my behemoth during Yom Tov, and even if there are many shepherds, but if I normally use one shepherd, we also say it goes after the shepherd, because that's like as if it's understood, even before Yom Tov sets in, that it's going to that particular shepherd. Even if I promised one shepherd, I'm going to give it to him. I don't usually use him. Although I didn't physically give it over to him, some say it goes after the shepherd. But again, if there are many shepherds, and I don't particularly use one, I didn't promise any one individual, even though I gave it over to them, But we say it goes after my tchum, wherever I can go, the behemoth can go. The key is, whoever had it ben ashmoshes as Shabbos or Yom Tov sets in, that's where the behemoth and keli could go. Then we learned at the end of the Mishnah that if you have particular utensils that are singled out for one brother in the house, so wherever that brother can go, that's where the keli goes. And if you have a keli that kind of belongs to the general household, and you have different brothers over here that may have different tchumim, as we explained, the keli can only go in a common area where it's permitted for all of the brothers to go.